Today we're learning lesson 10 in the book of Ruth. We're in chapter 2, Perek Beis. We're going to learn Psukim, Hey, Vav, and Zion, 5 to 7. As Boaz now enters the field, he does notice Ruth. So in Pasuk Hey, we're told, Vayomer Boaz Lenaro, and Boaz spoke to his servant. Who was this servant? Hanitzav, who stood al over Hakotzrim, the reapers. The guy in charge, the foreman. And he asks the following question. Lemi, to whom Hanara Hazos does this young maiden belong to? Now, the commentaries all ask, why is Boaz so interested in a woman? So Rashi gives us two answers, and the Malbim gives us one answer. Rashi says he noticed her outstanding chokhmah, her wisdom, and her outstanding tznius, her modesty. He saw her wisdom because he noticed that when she was collecting the leket, the stalks that had fallen off, that she was adhering to the halacha, that she only would collect if one or two stalks fell off, and if there were three stalks, she would not collect. So she was had chokhmah, she knew the laws. And number two, he saw her tznius, her modesty, that when she would collect the stalks, she would, as she would stand, she would just lower herself to collect the stalks, like sort of curtsy or whatever, but she would not bend over to expose more of her body. So he was fascinated with her righteousness and her wisdom, wanted to know who was this special person. The Malbim, on the other hand, says that Boaz was suspicious. What was he suspicious? He sees she's the only person collecting in the field. Why are there not other poor people collecting in the field? So he suspects that one of the workers, either the work had chased away the other poor people so that the worker's wife or the worker's daughter could be the only one collecting. As a matter of fact, he also noticed, so that's number one. Why is she the only one there? Number two, it's she had collected a lot, and we'll see why. And he assumed, and this was already in bundles, and he had assumed that she was taking bundles, which is illegal to take. So he was suspicious, says, who is the father or the husband of this person who was the worker who allowed this to happen? He didn't want something bad to happen. So in Pasuk Vav, the servant gives him an answer. Vayan hanar hanitzav al hakotrim. And the servant answered. Who was his servant? Hanitzav, who was in charge over the reapers. But now it says another verb. Vayomar nara. Vayomar, and he says, nara moaviyahi. She is a Moabitess woman, young woman. Hashava, who returned im Naomi with Naomi, miste Moav, from the fields of Moav. So the commentaries note that the Nar first says Vayan, and he answers, and then Vayomar, and he says, why do we have to say these both? So the commentaries explain that Vayan means he answers Boaz's question, and then Vayomar, then he offers information that he was not asked at all. So in terms of Vayan, in terms of the answer, he wants to whom was this family related to? So based on the Malbim, it says, first he says, she's not related to any of the reapers. And you may be wondering, and she comes from Moab. And if you're wondering, how can you allow a non-Jew to take? After he says, Nara Moaviyahi, she's a Moabite woman. So she's not a child of a reaper or married to a reaper. But then how can you allow a non-Jew to collect? That's what he answers. Hashava im Naomi. She returned. She returned to be with the Jewish people and convert from the fields of Moab. So since she had converted, she's allowed to collect. So that explains what Boaz had asked. But now, and that certainly helps in terms of that it's not one of the workers and anything bad happened. But now he's going to explain and offer information that he was not asked. In Pasuk Zion, you got to read this pasuk carefully now. The person in charge relates what Ruth was, as it were, saying to herself. In other words, he saw by what she was doing, he understood what she had set herself, what her plan was for the day, and this will explain everything else. Vatomer, and she said, and Ruth said, this is the servant is telling over what as Rashi explains, what she said to herself, which is evident from her actions. And what is this? Well, she already figures that the poor people, she allowed all the other people, as you know, to collect the payah, to collect all the big stuff right away. So she's going to only go for the leket. The leket is the is just what's of the few stalks here and there that were left by the reapers. It's very labor intensive to be able to get any large amount. So all the other people, the poor people went for the payah, they go for the shikha, the big sheaves that were left behind, and then they would probably scatter to other fields to get other things. So her plan was, alakta na, now I will collect the stalks, and I will collect many stalks. V'asafti, and I will gather up so many stalks, ba'amarim, from among the sheaves, meaning to say that she'll collect so many, it will become look like a bunch of bundles, and she'll be doing all this acharei ha'kotrim, by walking after the reapers, and not having to walk after any of the poor people. So what the Malbim is saying, what her plan was, I'm only going to go after the leket, I'm going to grab many, many stalks, and I'm going to work very, very hard until I have many, many bundles. So this is why Boaz misinterpreted what was going on. He sees this woman with a lot of bundles. He figured that she illegally took bundles, to which the man in charge was saying, no, she right away went to work with the leket. All the other anim took the other gifts that could be had. When they saw she's in this field, well, you can go to many fields to get leket. So that's why she's the only person in this field. And the fact she has a lot is because she worked very hard, as we see in the next line. How could she have such an amount? Because he says, and that's the end of quoting what Ruth was saying to herself. And now the foreman continues, says, Vatavo, and she came. Vata'amod, and she has been standing. Me'oz haboker, from the morning. She's been here from morning. Va'ad ato, until now, probably towards the end of the day. So she's been working so vigilantly, so therefore she has a large bundle. And now that you just see her resting, at that moment, he happened to catch Ruth resting. So he's saying, Zep, but only now, Shifta, she is now sitting, Habayis, in the house. It had little huts out in the field to rest. So only now is she sitting in the hut, Ma'at, for a short while. So don't think, so you see Boaz, when he came, he sees this young maiden, she's sitting around, and there's lots of bundles next to her, and he's wondering what's going on over here. To which the servant says, no, she's been everything here is legitimate, and she's been working very hard. So now we see from all this that Boaz sees three amazing things about Ruth. Number one, he saw her wisdom, that she knew what she was doing when she collected. Number two, she had great modesty in how she comported herself in collecting the items. And number three, she was a woman who was very alacritous, very busy, and she would not waste any time and was able to get a lot done. Let's take a look at the questions on these psukim. Number one, who does Boaz ask concerning the behavior of Ruth? He asks the Na'ar, he asks the servant who's in charge of the reapers. Two, according to Rashi, why is Boaz showing an interest in Ruth? Because number one, he sees a woman with great wisdom, as she collected only one or two stalks of the leket, as is the halacha. He also saw her tznius in the modest way and how she collected. Three, according to Malbin, why is Boaz showing an interest in Ruth? He's showing interest in Ruth because he's afraid that one of his workers has been cheating out the poor people, has chased away the poor person, because he only notices that this young woman has a lot of grain, has a lot of bundles, and there's no other poor people there, so he's suspecting that something illegal is going on. Four, how does the man in charge answer Boaz's question? What's the two parts to answering the question? Number one, she is not from the reapers, okay? And number two, she's permitted to collect, even though she's a Moabite, because she has converted. Five, what new information does the man tell Boaz beyond what he asked? He explains how Ruth had collected so much. He explains that Ruth went immediately to collect the leket. She's been working all day, and that's why she has great bundles. And nobody else is there because all the other people went for the bigger ticket items, as it were, for the pay and the shikha. And therefore, since she was ready in the field to get the leket, no one else would bother her with the leket. Six, what was Ruth's plan when she went out to collect? As we said, she will only collect from the leket. Those are the stalks that one or two are falling. She will follow the reapers, not following the poor people, and allow the other poor people to take everything else. 7, did Ruth collect any peah or shikacha? Remember, peah is leaving a corner, the corner that's left, and shikacha are bundles or stalks that have been forgotten in the harvesting. So, no, she didn't take that. 8, what did Ruth collect? She collected the leket, which were the individual stalks that were left in the gathering of the grains. 9, why was Ruth able to collect so much from the harvest? Because she worked from morning until the end of the day nonstop. 10, when did Ruth rest from her work? Just as Boaz came to the farm. Please spend a few minutes going over lesson 10, and please review lesson 7, 8, and 9 as well. Have a good day.